أمر الله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء وانحسرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته وردعت عظمته العقول والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء ولولاه لصاخت الأرض بأهلها واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الرسول صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إنه يكره للعبد أن يزكي نفسه صلوات We were discussing the concept of madh and praising in Islam in the previous lesson and I mentioned to you the definition and some of the related points about what is our responsibility in the case if someone is praising. The definition of madh is huwa sana wa dhikrul mahamid wal fada'il. Is that someone mentions, someone praises or mentions some of the appreciated attributes of another person. And madh is divided in ilm al-akhlaq into three kinds. Sometimes a person can do the madh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes a person can do the madhun nafs, praising his own self. And sometimes a person can do madhul ghair, praising someone else. As far as the madh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, this is definitely one of the very appreciated attributes in ilm al-akhlaq. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has all the mahamid and sifat al-jameela, in Allah jameelun yuhibbul jamal, all the attributes which are appreciated and beautiful are His. They are Aynu Zat. They are nothing but His essence. And He deserves the praise for every ni'mat and for every attribute that He has. So this is the seerat and tradition of the A'imma and Anbiya alayhim as-salatu wassalam and for the Salihin and Mu'mineen and Muslimin. As far as the second category of madh, which is madhun nafs, praising our own self. Praising our own selves is concerned. This is what ilm al-akhlaq condemns and considers to be a very qabih and an afat, a calamity towards our spirituality. So we are talking about praising our own self in the case where a person deserves the praise. If a person deserves the praise, and then he praises himself, in that case is considered to be very much condemned in Ilm al-Akhlaq, because the hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam says in Ghurar al-Hikam wa Durar al-Kalim, he says that أَقْبَحُ الصِّدْقُ السَّنَاءُ الرَّجُلِ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ. That means the most condemned of the truths is the praising of a man about himself. If we start praising our own selves, this is something which is considered to be the most condemned among the truths. So, مَنْ مَدَحَ نَفْسَهُ زَبَحَهَا. Whoever praises himself is slaughtering himself. So this is how our spirituality is harmed if anyone tends to praise his own self. So if a person praises himself, we are talking in the situation when he deserves the praise. If he doesn't deserve the praise, then it's not even sitq. It's not even truth to praise himself. That will be categorized as kizb and batil. So there is definitely, it will be more condemned, and obviously it's not even allowed in Islam to do that. And the third category of madh and praising, which means praising someone else, this also is further divided into two categories in Ilm al-Akhlaq. If we are praising the abrar, the good doers, or we are praising the ashrar, the bad doers. If somebody is praising someone else and that someone belongs to the abrar, then obviously abrar, the nice doers, deserve the praise. This is very good. They are ahl, they are mustahak for the praise. But then this kind of practice has two issues to be addressed. First issue is related to the madih, the one who is praising, and second issue is related to the mamduh, the one who is being praised. Whenever we are praising someone who is abrar, one of the good doers, now the madih, the one who is doing the praise, faces the afat and problem of riya. And this is very much problematic. If a person is praising somebody on his face, isn't it right? It is always a chance that the person who praises may end up doing the riya, means pleasing someone, doing it for the sake of ghayrullah, doing it for the sake of that person, or for the other people, or to get praise from him. So which is against, and it's munafi, it's against the concept of ikhlas in Islam. And it's a very difficult situation for a person who is praising one of the good doers on his face to protect himself from the afat of riya. This is what commonly a person will end up facing it, unless if he has the tazkiyatun nafs. And not only that, but there's another afat which is related to that, to the madih, which is afat of nifaq, isn't it right? And becoming zul wajhain, having two different faces in front of the people. In front of some people we have one face, and in front of some other people we may have a different face. That's another possible problem that the praiser can end up facing. And the afat and problem which is related to the mamduh, the one who is being praised, is supposing that he is one of the abrar, good doers, but the good doers can also do sins. They are not ma'soom. Isn't it right? So the afat which is related to the mamduh, the one who is being praised, in Ilm al-Akhlaq, they teach that the afat related to the mamduh is, first of all, it is ujb, khutpasandi, considering ourselves to be good, faultless, ignoring our faults, and considering ourselves to be nice. So this halts our spiritual advancement, this halts the tawbah, this halts the you know, the process of tazkiyatun nafs and purification of the soul that a person is going through and supposed to go through. So ujb is devastating for spirituality, because the hadith from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam says that man dakhalahu al-ujbu halaka. Whoever ujb enters, that means inside the person, he got destroyed. So that's the first afat that the mamduh, the praised person, faces whenever someone else is praising one of the abrar, one of the good doers. The mamduh, the person who is praised, faces first afat, which is ujb, khudpasandi. The second afat that the mamduh faces is takabbur. That means whenever he is praised on his face, he may always end up having kibr, takabbur, and considering himself to be arrogant, very high, elevated, superior than others. Isn't it right? Superior than others. And this is how you find a person goes towards the direction of inhiraf. Takabbur leads towards inhiraf, away from the straight path. So you find that some of the biggest fara'ina of the history have been, in the beginning, people, there were a bunch of people who gathered around them, and they started to praise them, they started to support them, and this is how they ended up thinking that they are high people, because there are some who are around them and supporting them and praising them and obeying them. Isn't it right? So this is how a human falls in the trap of shaitan and ends up thinking that I am high. So the same Namrud in the time of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he was aboard a ship, and the ship crashed in the middle of the sea and it broke. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the arrangement that one piece of the wood was carrying this baby, and this baby was, Allah commanded the waves to take this piece of wood up till the shore, and it was taken safely till the shore, and then, you know, this baby was put there by the waves on the dry area, and that's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded some of the animals to bring their milk and feed this baby where there was no human being around. And later on, the same baby converted into Namrud. Ana Rabbukumul A'la. I'm your greater Lord. You know, there's a Lord of Ibrahim there up in the heaven, and I'm the Lord of earth, and I'm higher than him. So it's a human who ends up into that situation. Isn't that right? So one of the reasons, one of the possible reasons that takes a person towards takabbur is praising on the face. So that's the second afat that the mamduh, the praised person, faces, is kibr and takabbur. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that لَنْ يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةَ مَنْ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالُ حَبَّةٍ مِنْ خَرْدَلٍ مِنْ كِبْرٍ. That means someone who has equal to, you know, in other words, we learn in the light of this hadith that even if you have one grain of mustard, khardal is very, very, you see, the grains of khardal and mustard are very tiny and small. Even someone who has that much small amount of kibr and arrogance in his qalb is never going to enter the paradise. So this is how madh of the people, which is, if a person does not deserve it, can land him to that. Even those who deserve, even if a person is one of the abrar, but there's no guarantee for a person to end up doing a sin anytime. So praising on the face, there is a big chance of a person falling into takabbur, unless if he has the tazkiyatun nafs. The third afat and calamity which falls on the mamduh, the praised person, if someone is praising on his face is futur. Futur means laziness. We may end up becoming lazy in doing the khair and good deeds. There's already somebody who's praising me. I'm already good. Isn't it right? Nothing wrong with me. There are people who are already praising me. Why should I work hard? Why should I work hard where somebody is already praising me? Isn't it right? So this is going to cause, in those who don't have the tazkiyatun nafs, this is going to cause futur and laziness towards, you know, amalul khairat, performing the good deeds. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us in the Holy Quran, fastabiqul khairat. So we need to take a lead. You know, we learn in light of that verse, we need to take sabqat and lead over each other in doing the khair. So how would a person take a sabqat and lead over others when he already is praised and he thinks he is good? So madh, praising someone on the face, has this third afat and third problem that is faced. Now we look towards the hadith where it is said, لَوْ مَشَى رَجُلٌ إِلَى رَجُلٍ بِسِكِّينٍ مُرْهِفْ كَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ مِنْ أَنْ يُثْنِيَ عَلَيْهِ فِي وَجْهِهِ. If a person walks with a sharp knife towards someone else, that was better for him than praising him on his face. If you take a sharp knife towards somebody, obviously, what does it mean? You mean you're about to attack him. That's better as compared to praising him on his face. Look at how much the Rasul and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam have been stopping us from praising each other on the face. And we should even not even expect from the mu'mineen or anyone else to praise on our face. If I do something good, in my heart I feel someone should say thank you to me. Someone should thank me because I did something good. At least they should say thank you. This means that this person, that there is something missing in the ikhlas of the person. But the concept of ikhlas means what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Abu Dharr. And you consider the people, I'm not telling the exact words of the hadith, I'm telling the madmuna riwaya. So Prophet has said, consider the people around you like aba'ir, like camels. And in other words, you know, if the camel is standing next to you, would you care about a camel? What the camel is going to say to you? Whatever you do, you have nothing to do, care about the camel, isn't it right? So look at how Prophet is training the people. Consider the people around you like camels. Thumma, then you consider your own selves to be أَعْظَمَ حَاقِرٍ لَهَا. You consider your own nafs biggest tahqeer. Bring your own self to the lowliest level as compared to all of them. All of the people around you, consider yourself, consider them to be like camels. Why? So we can feel that we don't care about what the people say and do or think. Just like you don't care about what the camels say about you. Isn't it right? Now, when you are about to do the thing, consider yourself to be the lowliest among all. This is how a mu'min should operate, doing tahqeer of his own self. So not even feeling in the heart, sometimes we don't say it, but in the heart we feel, well, this person didn't say thank you to me. I did so much for him, he didn't even say thank you. Isn't it right? And our relationship with that person is no longer warm after that, because we were expecting him to thank us and he did not thank. Our relationship changes. This shows the person has ikhlas and sincerity missing in his qalb, because ikhlas concept does not allow us to consider those people, anything or everything, anyone or everyone around us to be anything. We consider only Allah. That's it. So ikhlas concept even asks us to ignore our own selves. Isn't it right? Like Imam al-Khumayni radhiyallahu anhu in his book Arba'een Hadith, Arba'una Hadithan, Chehel Hadith in Farsi, he says that even if someone thinks that I should become mukhlis so that I should become like this. So the I is still there in the intention. This is also against the concept of ikhlas. So you still have your I, your ananiyat remaining, your ego remaining, because you think I should become like this. You know, we need to ignore the I and we should consider only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His obedience at that time. So I should reach on such and such level. I should reach on that manzirat. I should become muqarrab. I should be like this. So I is still there in the niyat. The real ikhlas is there should be no I in your niyat. That's the real ikhlas. It should be only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, and this is what we define qalbun salim. Qalbun salim is the qalb which laysa fihi illallah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's nothing or no one other than Allah in the qalb. That's the kind of qalb is called qalbun salim. So, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. How Quran says, and in the tafsir, our scholars have mentioned فِي ذَلِ الْآيَةِ, they have mentioned this point which I just said to you. So, Amir Mumini alayhi salam says, and that's in Kitab al-Amali, أُحْسُ فِي وُجُوهِ الْمَدَّاحِينَ التُّرَاب. That means throw soil on the face of those who are praising you. So, up till now, we have learned the concept of madh is a value in Islam and is divided into three types, either madhullah or madhul nafs or madhul ghair, either praising Allah or praising ourselves or praising someone else. And we learned that praising Allah is one of the greatest things, one of the very appreciated attributes. Praising of ourselves is extremely condemned and one of the worst truths possible that a person can say in his life. Aqbahu sidqin, the most qabih truth that a person can say is to praise himself. So if a person deserves the praise, if a person doesn't deserve the praise, that's even a lie. That's not even allowed to say. And praising others, again, is divided into two types, whether that other person is one of the abrar, the good doers, or one of the ashrar. Up till now, we have been discussing about the abrar. Is one of the abrar and good doers? In that case, there are afat related to the madih, the one who is praising, and afat related to the mamduh, the one who is being praised. We have to take care of all those things. The madih should take care of himself, not to end up in riya or nifaq, or becoming zul wajhain, having two faces. And the mamdu should avoid ending up in ujb, khud pasandi, or takabbur, isn't it right? Or likewise futur and laziness. Now coming to the point where the praising someone else is one of the ashrar. This definitely, as you can understand, is not even allowed in Islam to praise one of the ashrar, and definitely with this kind of behavior leads a person to be counted as one of them, to be resurrected along with them. And you know, this person is part of the team of zalimeen. Anyone who praises a shar or a zalim person is part of that team, is counted in that team. So this is also a very big support. Praising a zalim or a person who is one of the ashrar is counted to be a very important moral support. Everything that a person does depends on his moral courage. And the moral courage is provided by the support from the people. Isn't it? Whether there's a sha'ir who is saying a poem in praise of that person, a qasida in the praise of the ashrar, isn't it right? Or you're saying a prose, a statement, a text, a word, or any kind of other way of showing your support and assistance and praising the person. This is enough to take us into into their category and be their supporters. So so we find that there are people who have been there are people who consider those who are supporting, those who are praising on the face, to be our supporters. There are people in the society who consider those who praise you, if you consider them to be your supporters, this is a fault. We don't do that. Is it the time of Salat? Okay, inshallah. So we will inshallah continue. There are some other points remaining which we'll inshallah continue in the next lesson. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala